The one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these five quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number to five, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
Football cards, collecting and investing. We are back. Andy's back from his travels, and we are here to talk about potential undervalued running backs. Today, I'm super pumped, Andy, because now all those crazy free agency moves have happened. And guess what, Andy? It's April, baby. The draft is coming up. Another big hype cycle is coming, Mr. Kaysen.
Yeah, this is like the calm before the storm. There was a little bit, you know, checking the data last week, it looked like a little bit of a dip. You know, it's not often you see the guys like Anthony Richardson and CJ Stroud dipping under 100 buy it now or best offer sold cards per day. There was a couple days where they dipped under that last week, but this week it seems to be heating back up. And yeah, especially with the draft coming up and yeah, man. So I think one of the things that's most interesting right now, Carter, is to look at the average fantasy ADP or draft position of these skill position players, because they're the players that are prioritized in these fantasy drafts.
Yeah.
And looking at how their rookie cards are priced compared to that. And I think it's a very paints a very revealing picture.
All right. Andy, you know, I still am a huge football card guy. I'm an even bigger fantasy guy. But I had a lot of success on Underdog Fantasy. Don't forget, sign up, promo code Quest. I'm interested to see what you have to say about fantasy ADPs, because one of the guys' ADPs that shot up through the roof is Saquon Barkley. And Breece Hall, who's like a top five pick now, Andy.
Yeah, Breece is sneaking into the first round more often than not. Let me go ahead and share my screen here, kind of show you what I've found. I think it's pretty interesting. So let's look at Christian McCaffrey. I was wondering if him being a veteran would impact his prices at all, even though he's been absolutely borderline legendary the past couple of years, especially this past year, ever since he's been traded to the 49ers, really. But you look at even his base rookie ticket auto, it's hard to find a silver prism rookie auto PSA 10. And I'm doing all this with PSA 10 comparison because we have the data, right? And there's no differences in condition. We know a PSA 10 is a PSA 10 of the same card, and it's just easier to compare that way with taking out some of the condition variables of cards. So, you know, just looking at like his optic auto and his rookie ticket auto PSA 10, those are selling for a ton of money right now, $660 for that base rookie ticket auto PSA 10. But what I found was super interesting here is going down the board a little bit and looking at like Saquon Barkley, Bijan Robinson. So let's work our way down the board, but also up in draft year. So you had 2017 for Christian McCaffrey, you got 2018 for Saquon. Again, it's a hard to find a comp, recent comp of the Silver Prism PSA 10 rookie auto, which is kind of like that base gold standard, you know, card that's not serial numbered, but it's the brand is super popular. The rookie auto is super popular. And then the grade is super popular. But, you know, a red wave out of 199 here, PSA 10 that closed just last week for $212. That's considerably less. But also, when you compare it to that of Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson. So if you look at Jahmyr Gibbs, looks like my cardboard market extensions having a little trouble loading the price. But look at some of these sold. And these are the non-serial numbered Silver Prism rookie auto PSA 10s for Jahmyr Gibbs. You got to think they went in the 300 range.
Right. Yeah, you would think if it was best offer, it would be about 350 to 400.
Yeah, 350 to 400. Maybe this one here from March 28th went for about 300. But and if you look at Bijan Robinson, that card is going for about 350 as well. So if you compare scarcity to scarcity, there's a big difference there between Saquon Barkley and then those guys from that are heading into their second year. And then you look at Breece Hall. Look at Breece Hall's Silver Prism PSA 10. All these cards are low pop. You know, people don't submit running backs at the same rate as quarterbacks. And then at the same time, you only have so many that are converted to PSA 10. So this is low pop, under 100. I would bet money on it. So, and we can verify that here in a second, Carter. But
no, it's definitely under 100. I would be shocked.
$177.50 for that of Breece Hall with a pretty similar ADP. Bijan Robinson's ADP of 5.4. Breece Hall's eight current ADP, Underdog Fantasy, by the way, 6.5. So their ADP is neck and neck. I'm sure there's a lot of drafts where guys are taking Breece Hall over Bijan Robinson. And then the same thing could be said for guys like Saquon. I've seen guys reach on Saquon Barkley, guys reach on Kyren Williams, Jonathan Taylor, which we could talk about here in a second as well.
Yeah. Here's something else I like about the Breece Hall play. And it might not matter as much as I think it does. He's still in this Jets uniform where Barkley and McCaffrey are in different uniforms, right? And look, New York Jets fans, they're begging for anything at this point. If they win, they become the biggest story in the NFL with Aaron Rodgers and his comeback. Jets have a lot of big stars on that team. You know, I really like Breece Hall. I don't think, like, I'm to the point now, Andy, if I'm in an underdog draft and I'm deciding between Breece Hall and Justin Jefferson, I'm going to take Jets more often than not, but I'm going to take the other Jet. That was a bad joke. But I'm going to take Breece Hall some of the time because I do think he's that good and it could have a nuclear season. Travis agrees with us as well, and we say thank you to Gabe for the super chat.
Yeah, I mean, Breece Hall, I don't know where you had him ranked, Carter, but Player Profiler had him ranked number one of 63 running backs in the 2022 class. And last year, without Aaron Rodgers and injuries galore on the offensive line, this guy puts up a little bit over 1,500 all-purpose yards from scrimmage with just 9 touchdowns and finished as the number 6 running back on a fantasy points per game basis. I got to think with Aaron, if everything lines up, right, Aaron Rodgers is healthy, they bolster the offensive line, which we've already seen them invest in here in free agency, and Rodgers is healthy, then this is going to go up. I mean, he's got nowhere to go really but up. I mean, obviously – bad things can happen. There's volatility in the running back market, but you got to think when you're getting into camp, the Jets are the most televised team. When you get into camp, it's just got the hype is going to continue to increase for him. The variance in rookie card values between him and these other guys is, he's undervalued.
And as Hector points out, Andy, this is a good fantasy tip as well. Jalen Hurts is a playmaker, whereas Aaron Rodgers is a little bit more of a ball distributor, right? Mm-hmm. If Jalen Hurts is going to take away from rushing volume from the running backs, guess what, Andy? Running quarterbacks don't check down to their running backs all that much, right? Because they're back there and, you know, you're going to your check down. Sometimes a running quarterback will say, well, I'll just go get the yards myself. So guys like Josh Allen doesn't check down as much. Justin Fields, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels going into this next year really wasn't much of a check down guy at LSU. Aaron Rodgers, even though he's not necessarily a check down merchant, I mean, you saw what Aaron Jones did with Aaron Rodgers. And even though A-Ron is not the player he used to be, I think Breece Hall is a better player than Aaron Jones. Would you agree with me?
Absolutely. Breece Hall has 76 receptions last year. And all the experts said that he was a better receiver coming out of college than he was a running back. And I think he's definitely better than Aaron Jones.
I want to. Is there anything else on the on these running backs before we get in, into some QB chatter here, Andy? That you wanted to share?
Yeah, just two more borderline first round running backs that we talk about: Jonathan Taylor and Kyren Williams. Just to get a full spectrum here, because you bring in the 2020 class here, represented by Jonathan Taylor, and you can see his Silver Prism rookie auto PSA 10, 137.50. Now this is going back a little bit, February 18th, but like I said, these rookie autos in PSA 10 condition for skill position players are harder and harder to find. I think you can kind of infer a couple of things about, you know, what you could potentially do with that information getting into the market. Like the base rookie ticket auto PSA 10, somewhere between $100 and $125. But I mean, this red optic out of 50 PSA 10 sold for around $200 or a little bit under. That's really, really eye-opening as well when you compare to these other guys.
Are you fading JT some going into next year? Your personal thoughts?
I mean, I would... For some reason, I want to, but then there's a side of me that says if I do that, I'm going to get burned, and it's not going to be good, because I think JT could be one of those league winner guys that absolutely smashes, and you know he's got the capability of putting up some really crazy numbers.
Okay, so let's do a poll really quickly in the chat. Type J for Jonathan Taylor, type K for Kyren Williams. Who has a better season next year? I'm interested. If you're watching live or if you're watching this down the road, because there is a piece of me, Andy, that will always say, if you're a skill position player on a Los Angeles Rams team with Matthew Stafford as your quarterback and Sean McVay, who historically is a workhorse running back kind of guy, I'm kind of talking myself into Kyren having another big year this year.
Yeah, and especially when you look at all the improvements to the interior offensive line that the Rams have made already through free agency. I mean, they made some big improvements. So I like this. And if Kyren Williams dodges the draft, as in the Rams don't spend a second, third round pick on another running back that could potentially threaten his role, I think it's wheels up for Kyren. Probably has just as good of a year, if not better. And he already put up 15 touchdowns last year and right at 1,300 yards with 32 receptions. That was good for number two running back on a fantasy points per game basis. So, yeah, when I look at, you know, my options of investing in Kyren or Bijan Robinson, I mean, Kyren has way fewer rookie cards than Bijan, or even Breece, or even Jonathan Taylor. So you have like a added scarcity element. He's also in the rookie uniform of the team he was drafted by, you know, so you have that benefit as well. And just higher scarcity. So $156 here for a rookie ticket auto PSA 10, very reasonable. I think that's a very fair price. And I think that has upside, honestly, if he performs in 2024, at or above what he did in 2023, yes, absolutely. Because I also think the Rams are a playoff team in 2024 as of right now, as they sit Ooh. Right now.
Even, I don't know, they lost Aaron Donald. I don't know.
But look at what they did. I know Aaron Donald was in his last year, but his performance definitely went down from years prior. And they had like a ragtag group of defensive players last year, but that they were able to compete on offense. And that was with a ragtag offensive line. I think that the Rams are going to be very competitive and win some games that they shouldn't. And if the ball bounces this way, their way, and they win some of the turnover battle, and I think they're going to put up a ton of points. So from fantasy perspective, I think they're going to be great. You're right. They're in a tough division with Seattle and San Francisco. Arizona probably a little bit better. Yeah. But I think that they're like the Rams are a solid wild card team next year.
Yeah, it's very interesting that most of these running backs we talked about are attached to pocket quarterbacks. It helps so much in when it comes to the checkdowns and the stats and the rushing stats when you get into the red zone. It's just not as big of a deal. Now, Andy, what I wanted to get into, the player that when I got up this morning after our week hiatus that I wanted to discuss with you, you're a Florida Gator guy. We do have Colts fans that watch the channel. I do want to talk some Anthony Richardson here. A very interesting card market. Obviously, a weird auto. I think the autograph itself is a little underwhelming in the minds of the autograph snobs out there. But that doesn't matter to collectors, right? Anthony Richardson's market is one that I can't quit thinking about, because when we watched him briefly, Andy, he looked incredible. I mean, the dude has a freaking missile, but he was hurt. So your thoughts on Anthony and his cards moving forward?
Well, he's going to continue to sell. You got to be careful because you're paying a rookie premium right now. It's more so than a rookie premium. When we talk specifically about the card market, it's a new product premium. And we've seen Panini stretch out these release dates of their major flagship products. I'm looking at right now, the release date for Optic has finally been announced June 26th. So we're still another two and a half months out from release of
Optic from this year.
Optic from this year for Anthony Richardson. So we're still 2.5 months out from that. And so you have so much activity on Prism, and so you have people paying a lot of money for sets like Zenith and Illusions and Absolute cards that are probably in the long term going to lose value unless Anthony Richardson just super exceeds all expectations, like CJ Stroud did in his rookie year. And because of the new product element combined with him really being a rookie and his insane athletic profile, they're going to continue to sell. People are going to continue to chase him all off season. So you really got to be careful. And it does raise a red flag for me to say, wait until we know that dip comes naturally in November, and all his products are out. And we know now that, hey, AFC South, this is a division that's kind of up in the air. This is going to be a really interesting storyline unfolding. But you got to look at the Texans right now as the top team in the AFC South. And I don't know, man. I mean, if Anthony Richardson can take care of himself, he could really make a splash. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be really hard, man. Like, I don't know how I feel about the Colts. There's a piece of me that feels that the Colts have the best head coach and the best play caller in the division, right? With the Steichen. I like Shane Steichen. I do. But Jacksonville next year is going to be good. We saw what Houston did last year. Houston's young. Houston's talented. And they're getting our guy Tank Dell back, Andy. Our guy. Short king. You know how we are about our shorties, man. I love them. And then, Andy, the Titans are spending money left and right and really going for it with Will Levis. And now you got L'Jarius Sneed in the division with the AFC South, which should hurt some of the QBs. So, you know, maybe Will Levis is a guy that we should be looking at. Andy, he's been healthier throughout his career, and he's got an ecosystem now around him.
Yeah, and Calvin Ridley added to the team, which, you know, Calvin Ridley talks a big game, but it's definitely, I hate to say it, but Treylon Burks has not really elevated this receiving room much. Unfortunately, he's been a little bit of a bust to this point, but I'm leaving a light on for the guy, you know, that at that profile. So I think Will Levis is a very interesting one, because I like the running back moves that they made, the coaching moves. There's going to be a lot of ambiguity, unknowns there, and I think the Titans are one of those teams that are going to have an easy schedule whenever those get announced. And there's a decent possibility that Will Levis, as a starter, could get off to this 3-0 hot start to his second season. And when you can get a Silver Prism PSA 10, for example, for $200 compared to a $450, $500 Anthony Richardson, compared to a $1,000 Silver Prism PSA 10 CJ Stroud, or even when you look at Bryce Young, you know, he's, let's see what his Silver Prism PSA 10 is, but it's somewhere in the range of Will Levis, a little bit ahead of him. So probably in that, yeah, it's about $250 to $300, average of $290. So I can get Will Levis cheaper than all the other major 2023 quarterbacks. And that is appealing to me because they got lower downside, lower risk.
One thing that's worked for me, Andy, and I don't think in our card community we have a whole lot of like just super duper higher end guys that only collect Burrow, Mahomes, Allen stuff, even though, as Mark D points out, there is a little bit of a dip in some of Josh Allen's more basic stuff. I will tell you this, Andy. I have had the most success when it comes to flipping cards in that $100 to $300 range. Okay. And if you can get a mixture of that and some rarity potentially, you're doing pretty good, right? Because it's not a whole lot of money. And for me, you might disagree. I'm interested in what the chat has to say. When I'm starting to buy a card in that $500, $600 range, it becomes harder to get ROI on that card if you're trying to flip that card, if that makes sense. I've always felt 100 to 300 is a sweet spot for me, up to about 350-ish.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is, how does that $500 card stack up to the rest of the draft class? You know, if, for example, if you're thinking about buying Anthony Richardson, you got to be thinking, well, I need him to exceed expectations to the point of CJ Stroud. And then, right. And then you've also got to consider, though, wait a minute. These other sets are coming out. How is this going to impact his card population, his card database? That's going to increase it. Well, then I got to temper my expectations a little bit. So in that sense, I would all of a sudden be like, man, I'll probably be breaking even on this card if I buy it at 500. But if I'm buying the Will Levis at 200 and I'm comparing it to the other guys in the draft class, and I'm seeing how much higher they are, and then I'm also going back and like looking at 2020, 2021, 2022 Prism Silvers, and seeing like, look at Kenny Pickett. Where was his high Silver Prism PSA 10 transactions back when people thought he was going to be good? You know, so where were those? I mean, there were some people out there that thought he was going to be good. So where were those? You know, maybe that's a decent expectation of what you can expect. And you kind of have to kind of take all these factors in and make an educated decision as you can, because there are so many variables. It does get harder the higher you get in resale value. But sometimes, you know, if, like, for example, Carter, if you were investing in the right skill position player, for example, Kyren Williams this past season, and if you would have bought a gold vinyl 1/1, of his rookie ticket auto, for example, for $400 or $500, well, that card's now selling for $1,500. You know, so you could have pivoted, but it's like, how many of those running backs break out? You know, that's
right.
You know, it's important to diversify, because running back's a volatile position.
So you pulled up a chart recently with all the rookie quarterbacks. It looked beautiful. So let's see. This is part of the Keep 'Em IO app that you get a part of your Discord. So once again, sign up down below, patreon.com/footballcards. Andy, let's see what we're working with here.
Yeah, so I mean, we're talking about I've got it filtered down to just Prism. You can see how popular the orange lasers are. They still just do about half of what the Silver Prism PSA 10s. Even the green Pulsar doing pretty good for CJ Stroud, but CJ Stroud more or less dominating these sold charts here for the past 6 months. And look, prices have gone down as scarcity has gone down. And that's just a natural decline until the market really balances out. And that doesn't happen in the card market until the second year because of the release dates and when all the sets right. come out. So if we were to actually like look at the 30 day, you're going to see less of a fluctuation in the prices. But if we look at 180 day, going from when there was just one PSA 10 to now there's 100 PSA 10s, you know, it's a natural leveling out there price.
More often than not, it's better to sell the card when you get it. with these younger guys, just simply because of like you said, the scarcity, the amount of cards that are getting pumped in and pumped out at PSA. Or you can go counterculture and get it graded at CSG, part of the nooffseason.com network. Go to CSG, Andy. I mean, you got to see the factory. I watched the video. And before we get back into, you know, PSA, because I'm still a fan of PSA. I did see you get to go to CSG, and I couldn't believe it. You guys gotta go see this video. It's on Andy's page, Football Card Quest. I didn't think I would see the robotic arms like you see in those car commercials. You know what I'm talking about? The Chevy car commercials, a robotic arm putting a rear view mirror on here. They were doing that with the slabs. They were fastening those things. It was interesting.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The production floor is really impressive there. But that's one of their primary tools they use to create grading consistency, because once the card goes in the case, it seals it, and it takes pictures of both sides of the card and then catalogs it in their pop report. And then it comes out the other end. And so it does all that, and it's robotic. So it's like they get the same exact result every single time. And so that's a big part of their process.
That was so cool. You and Paul Hickey. Once again, thanks to Paul Hickey, nooffseason.com Sports Card Network. Dude, I was impressed. I didn't expect to see that. I knew it was some kind of machinery. But now it makes sense that their slabs are like the toughest to crack, because they freaking seal that thing. It's like when they would put the bodies under in Interstellar, like those cards are encapsulated, man.
They're innovating. They're innovating. They're involving. A lot of people don't realize they just started grading sports cards in 2021. So they really just like settled down, getting into their groove. You know, they did a slight rebranding from CSG to CGC. They're listening to the collectors, you know, the head grader, Andy Broom. You know, he's a hardcore collector, but before starting to work in the grading industry, he 100% flipped cards to fuel his collection. So he understands like the needs and the wants and the desires of collectors and flippers and investors alike out there. So like, I'm really excited to see what they continue to bring to the table and how they continue to evolve and grow in the market. And I think they will absolutely continue to grow.
Now it's time for hobby tip of the week. But before we get to that, Family Burnliner has a question about Gardner Minshew. Now in Vegas, he's got to beat out Aiden O'Connell. Very interesting.
It's going to be a heated battle there, man. And the Raiders aren't they could draft a quarterback is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. The Raiders could draft a quarterback, so that could definitely make things interesting. But they're paying Gardner Minshew a salary that makes it very competitive, and I definitely think he's going to be competing in camp. And if you look last year, the guy put up over 3,000 passing yards, 62.2% completion, and about middle of the pack efficiency metrics. Some of the advanced, you know, yards per attempt, not great, 6.7. But if we look at some of the accuracy ratings, number 16th in accuracy, deep ball was number 15. So about middle of the pack. I mean, he's competitive, and you know he's gonna go out there and sling it. So I think from that standpoint, you get excited about what Davante Adams, and I like Trey Tucker, so I think he's an interesting sleeper guy to look at as well.
I think Davante Adams is someone I'm talking myself more into as far as fantasy is concerned next year. I like him and Jacoby Myers and Mayer. So that's not a bad landing spot for a quarterback. And we know Jaden Daniels is very heavily linked to Antonio Pierce. I don't think it's going to happen, but it would be fun to see him in the AFC West with those legendary quarterbacks. So there you go. But it is time for Hobby Tip of the Week. We'll get back into more of your questions. I'll go first, Andy. It's stay on top of your health. Health is wealth. Andy, I can't tell you how many times I go to these sports card shows and see, and there's nothing wrong with this. We're not body shaming anyone. See overweight people. And it's sad. It really, really, really is. And I say this because I've been struggling with my diet. I have lost some weight, but, you know, I slip. I know you guys look at Andy every single week. Andy, you've lost a ton of weight. You're looking so unfreaking believably good right now, man. I mean, Jaden Daniels wishes he had your body composition right now. Freaking Antonio Gates. And anybody wishes that they could look like you right now. So congrats, man, on all that weight you've been shedding, man. Health is wealth, baby.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, I think that it's, you know, summer's coming up, so it's going to be really nice to look pretty cool at the beach with my shirt off. But I really do feel way better in terms of energy, confidence, like, you know, with work and having some public speaking engagements last week, I absolutely crushed it. And I think that's a big part of it. Like when you take care of your body, like your mind feels better and just everything works a lot better. So, yeah, man, I got to shout out Empower Men. Empowermen.co has really helped me. It's totally customized to fit my needs, man. They created workout plans, nutrition plans, and then kept me accountable throughout the process and gave me tips and pointers and everything here. It's like super customizable. It's for people that are really serious about making a transformation. And we do have a special link, actually, Carter. They're partnered with the Football Card Quest. We have a special link if you guys want to join. It's in the description below, but definitely check it out if you're serious about getting ripped for the summer or just improving your health.
And I say this, and I really am going to tie this into sports cards. Andy, you're with me at the National last year. If you're planning on going to the National this year or any big card show, it hurts your body. Like it's taxing. It's emotionally taxing. It's physically taxing. Make sure you get yourself a good pair of shoes and make sure you're ready for it. I mean, like last year, it could get very toasty in there. It's a lot of large, sweaty men all crammed into this large convention center. This is a large ass room in Chicago. Your fitness really, really, really does matter. But Andy, your hobby tip of the week is?
Yeah, so I posted this question on the community tab of Football Card Quest channel yesterday. And I was surprised at the answer. So the question was, and see if you can see this here. There we go. All right. So the question was, I posted a sold transactions, Bijan Robinson, Prism, rookie auto, PSA 10, doing research on eBay. Based on the photos you see here, it looks like a base card, right? And so I asked this and got 118 votes. 74% said silver. That is the correct answer, but still, almost what, like 30 to 40 people out of those 118 said it was a base card. And that is not correct. It is actually, in fact, a silver prism rookie auto, just like you see here of Puka Nacua. I'll actually pull up the Bijan Robinson. And I think my hobby tip from this is to definitely search that exact card that it says on the PSA label in eBay and find other results of that to compare, and you'll see that it was just a terrible, terrible photograph. And because of that, the seller that sold it only got $313 for that card I just showed you. That one, that picture right there versus one that actually got $380. So a difference of $70 for photograph quality. And that just goes to show you how many people can, based on the photo, will think that you have a base card versus a silver. So that's how badly you're shooting yourself in the foot if you don't take good photos of your silver card, your silver chrome anything card. You got to take good photos and highlight that silver prism. Never assume that someone understands that's a silver prism just by looking at the slab or looking at the, you know, the card listing itself.
And this doesn't just apply to silver prism. This applies to any type of rainbow refractor. Make sure that the, like you said, make sure the buyer or the potential bidders can see that rainbow finish, because there is something about that refractor that just gets my juices flowing, babe.
Yeah, I don't know how I got into GBP currency.
Well, wait, what is this?
It's all of a sudden transported to Great Britain, I guess. My eBay is going a little squirrely. I'm in GBP currency now. But look, there's the truth. That's the same exact card. You see the slab from PSA says 2023 Prism. Bijan Robinson autograph. Doesn't say silver prism on this card, but this is a silver prism. All of the autographs are, unless it's a vent signed autograph, then yeah, you can have a base one. You see it says prism at the top, prism at the bottom, because this is from the prism set. This isn't standard across all sets from all years. Sometimes they put prism on the back of cards that aren't actually silver prism. So you got, you know, just look at the front. Does it have like this rainbow shine to it? If it does, then that's a silver. If it's from Optic and it has that, then that's an Optic holo. And you definitely want to highlight that. Just like Carter said, any refractor, and you've got to highlight that, or you're just going to be losing value. You're going to be hemorrhaging dollars from that. I don't even like scans. Scans make it look a little bit more like a base, but you see how light it is. And if you know it, you're looking at a scan, you'll know that's a silver. And the base ones are way darker. But still, the scan, I feel, detracts from the what you could potentially sell it for as well.
We say hi to Ziggy, Lod, Filthy, Funhouse, Gabe, Mr. T, James, a lot of our Football Card Quest legends, Mark D, Hector, everyone holding it down. I would be very careful with the scans of silver cards, because not everyone knows what that is, right? Like, I could look at a scan and see that it's silver because it's just lighter. It's just how that scan picks up. I just like an actual picture of the silver card, right? Of course, DC Sports, see how that card just pops? You get that rainbow at the top. It's just a really, really, really good photo. And to clear things up, you don't need a fancy camera. Just use your – if you have a decent smartphone, it should shoot good enough photos for your card. So there you go.
Carter, it's time for play of the week, brother. And you know what? Guess who just signed with the Kansas City Chiefs? He's the hottest quarterback on the backup quarterback dart throw market.
All right, who is it?
It's Carson Wentz, baby.
Wait, Wentz is a Chief?
Carson Wentz just signed with the Chiefs, got a new backup in town for Patrick Mahomes.
That Eagles lineage.
The hunt continues for Rashi Rice. I don't know if anybody's found him yet. And there's appears to be an issue around the league with speeding and reckless driving. But Carson Wentz does not speed. I don't think so.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I the Rashi Rice story just constantly flabbergasts me. When you get the golden ticket, you get drafted. There's no other great receivers on the team outside of Kelsey, and you throw it away, allegedly. We'll see what actually happens out of all of this. Does this make you more excited about Marquise Brown if for some reason he's able to miss time?
Yeah. Big time. You know, Marquise Brown is now set up to really, really smash this year. And, you know, his volume simmered a little bit, but that's to be expected when you have 2019 rookie cards actually have pretty decent scarcity to it. And they shot up like 100% overnight. So you have a lot of people now expecting like, I'm not selling my Marquise Brown unless you like, you got to pay a premium for it, you know? So, yeah, it's just another one of those situations like, man, I guess this is it. Gabe Davis says wide receivers drive fast and take chances. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. My play of the week is a guy that's starting to peak up in terms of volume for me is Zamir White. I think I'm not going to say he's going to be Kyren Williams or anyone like that. I don't think he's that good of a player. I wasn't really, and rarely am I really excited about a Georgia running back because their offensive lines are always the best and so on and so on. If the Raiders don't draft a running back, Zamir White might get buku levels of volume. An insane level of volume. And at the end of last year, dude looked like a stud, man. I mean, he looked very, very impressive. So, you know, I saw some autos floating around 15, 20-ish. I'm interested. I'm very, very interested. I don't like Alexander Mattison. We know he's dust. So I'm talking myself into some Zamir White purchases.
It's got high upside because if he dodges the draft, I'm with you, Carter. I think his wheels up and the volume is pretty much guaranteed. So you can kind of bake that in and his athletic profile is solid. He just never really had the workload in college. Right. So yeah, I'm looking at the latest solds on the Silver Prism rookie auto, and they're mostly all raw. There's a very low submission rate on Zamir White, $22, somewhere between 30 and 50. You know, yeah, auction is what I would prefer you guys to go after. It's where you're going to find your best deals more often than not. But look at that, $23 for a Silver Prism rookie ticket auto from Optic Contenders. Great deal. Gives you a lot of upside. You know, those kind of cards have the quality appeal upside for easily selling for between $50 and $100. So, yeah, and then you can also examine it. Maybe you have some cards that you want to get graded there, potentially get that back as a 10. And now all of a sudden you're adding a lot more value to it, as you saw, as we highlighted earlier in the stream with the other running backs. And the Raiders market continues to grow, Carter. Vegas market is huge. It's growing. They're going to be fun team to watch in 2024. They added some serious weapons to the defensive side. So they're going to be putting max pressure on opposing quarterbacks. They're going to be wreaking havoc if they stay healthy. And I think they're going to be letting it rip. You got arguably one of the best receivers of all time in Devontae Adams. I think Trey Tucker's a sneaky deep threat there as well. And then you got guys like Michael Mayer, who's an emerging tight end, and then Zamir White behind the line in that running back position could be very, very tantalizing in 2024. So I like that play as well.
And Gabe points out Kendre Miller as a potential play. I'm not in love with that. I don't think the Saints are going to cut Alvin Kamara, but if they do, now Kendre's prices are bottom barrel. And he had basically nothing last year. So my thing is, if you thought Kendre was a dude coming out of TCU, then you should go buy some of his stuff. Because if Kamara does get cut, which is in the cards, I don't think it's going to happen. Kendre is definitely a sexy play. I saw a nice RPA of his sell not too long ago for like, I think, 10, 15 bucks. So there you go.
I've got one more play for you guys because Carson Wentz wasn't really a play. That was more just like a news alert that Carson Wentz. And
Well, I'm raising up my standing desk. I got to stand up for this play.
Okay.
I got to stand up. This is part of how you can make sure you stay fit is with the standing desk. This is actually my ceiling fan up here. All right, let's go.
Oh, man, you're getting up there.
Let's get this play.
Yeah, all right, last play. You're going to like this one, too, because it's a college prospect that's entering the draft pool now, and I think the combine hype has cooled down. I'm looking at some of the recent transactions here on Xavier Worthy, and I think it's cooled off, man. And you kind of inspired this pick because you talked about Tank Dell, and the one thing that Tank Dell excelled at in college was punt returns, kick returns. And even though he was undersized, he still excelled at those at returns. And we've seen that correlate over well into the NFL for undersized athletes. It's one of the things they look at to say, okay, Xavier Worthy was a good returner. So he's actually got some serious potential to convert over to the NFL and not be like a bust, like a John Ross or something, you know? And Carter, do you think that there's a possibility? We've seen it happen before. Look at where the Patriots drafted Tyquan Thornton. You know, I think there's a possibility that Xavier Worthy can end up going like early second round, middle second round at the latest, and actually make a serious impact in his rookie year. And there's going to be very few, if any. And then all of a sudden people are going to remember, oh, that's right. That cat broke the combine record in a 40-yard dash. He's incredibly fast, but he's also a pretty good route runner and actually has versatile skills that I think will translate well. He could be next year's Tank Dell. Right now, his rookie autos are really all you want to target. Even if it's Leaf, Bowman, Chrome first, that's fine. If you can get those for like $20-$30, I think they have upside.
Xavier Worthy has drop issues. And one thing I do like is he was dominant as a true freshman. So I do like that. And Andy, this is something that as someone who's a big draft guy, right? Brian Thomas Jr. is probably going to be the wide receiver 4. Okay. So he's moved probably closer to the top 3 guys in terms of draft capital. If you look at the mock drafts, he's actually moved a little bit closer to like that 12-ish range.
Ooh.
Wide receiver 5 can be anybody. It really can be anybody. What if it's Xavier Worthy as wide receiver 5, wide receiver 6, going to the Bills or the Chiefs or someone like that? Not everyone is sold on A.D. Mitchell. Not everyone is sold on Keon Coleman. Not everyone is sold on Ladd McConkey or whoever is ahead of him. And it could just be an NFL team saying, well, you know what? We need a receiver. Let's just take the fastest guy. It happens more often than you would probably think. So I do like that. I do have one more play for you, and I'm standing for this one because – because I'm going against it, and I do have to go because I got to go pick something up for my wife. But this is a guy I honestly am not in love with as a player. I feel like he struggles seeing the middle of the field. I feel like his accuracy can get erratic. But this is a guy that one of our very own patrons, in fact, our biggest supporter, in fact, the only guy who super chatted today, Mr. Gabe Davis, I know – Andy, for certain, that he made a lot of money flipping this player last year, and his name is Michael Penix Jr., okay? This guy ran a 4.6. I was shocked that he ran a 4.6 as a QB, and he's not a dynamic runner. He really isn't. So Michael Penix is very interesting. I think I've not even looked at his prices recently. I don't love him as an NFL quarterback, but I keep saying to myself, Carter, I mean, you've missed on NFL QBs. You might be missing on Penix here as well. So just some food for thought. I thought he tested a lot better than what I thought he would have. So we'll see. But
nice play. Yeah, from what I've seen, he's cheaper than J.J. McCarthy. He's cheaper than – it looks like he may even be cheaper than Bo Nix. I'm kind of doing some comping right now real quick, but he's definitely not anywhere near what you've got Caleb Williams, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels selling for. So there's definitely upside there.
All right, Annoy One wants to talk J.J. McCarthy, and here's the truth, Annoy One. We're out of time. Next week, we will talk about J.J. McCarthy. So come back next week, and we'll be happy to discuss his card market, what he did at Michigan, and if he'll be a top 10 NFL draft QB. I think he will. So there you go. For Andy, check it out, Football Card Quest. It's a part of the NoOffseason.com network. You can go to the NoOffseason.com website, and you can see how you can go premium with us. That gets you access to the Keep 'Em IO app, and that gets you direct access to Andy and I. We answer messages and all kinds of really fun stuff. And big shout-out, Andy. I wanted to do this at the end. Women's basketball. My LSU Tigers got beat. But it is interesting. I know that we have a lot of girl dads that watch the channel. Lots of girl dads have become big fans of Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, Juju Watkins, Paige Beckers, and all of them. Their Bowman prices for some of these girls are pretty crazy. So I just wanted to throw that out there, because College Uni Cards, that could help, because it's all the same company. It's all Bowman. Tops, a rising tide, you know, lifts all boats, right? Their Bowman cards are made exactly like the football cards. So it is very interesting. But we'll talk to you next week, y'all. Peace.
Peace out, y'all.